off and running on a Friday, loaded desk, and we are feeling good. Derek Stevens, the birthday boy, is in the house, 37 years old. It's impressive. You don't look a day older than 37. You look great.
Appreciate you keeping that on the down low.
There's Wilbo in the house, Darren Banks, and Sean King here. That's it. That's the last mention of the birthday, other than the confetti that's going to fall from the rafters at some point here tonight. What's up, gentlemen? Sean and I, we had Chris Andrews on the show, and we said it wasn't a very good game. I thought it was an entertaining game, Sean. It was not a good football game, right?
Very poorly coached, very poorly played, but sometimes that turns into entertainment, and that's what we got.
We got a lot of entertainment last night. I mean, you guys were doing the show, and it was amazing. You saw us over here in our spot. And I don't know if you could hear the crowd roar when he missed that field goal.
Right.
I started dancing.
And then all of a sudden it comes out, boom, kicks it again. And, like, after he made the field goal, you had a different group of people pop up and start screaming like crazy. But the general consensus was, oh. You heard that, like, 5 second, oh.
Well, the cover was really never in question with the four. And the total was never in question. But there were people, I'm sure there were some people in the crowd, as Sean tried to convince people otherwise to take Washington and Survivor.
Yeah, I got talked out of it by the Sharps.
Massive amount of money line play last night.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of money line play yesterday.
I was one of them.
Yeah, oh, you were on Washington?
No, money line on the Giants,
oh,
baby.
Oh, dagger. Did you take the points, too?
No, some idiot wanted to go offside. The guy over the center? What do you think? You're going to get to the ball? Come on.
That's what we were saying too, Sean. Like, what's amazing about that? Trying to accomplish?
Is the only qualification that the head coach had to get that job was he was a special teams coach. So for him to blow it on special teams, I mean, that's got to really hurt.
Oh, man. Well, we've got our Survivor to get to. We'll get to that in the next segment. But this upcoming weekend, Big Balls, another jam-packed weekend at Stadium Swim. Have you guys seen Iowa State fans? I mean, Iowa State fans, they get after it, man. They like drinking Busch Light. They like getting out of Ames. It's not a knock on Ames. They like to travel. They want to get to Vegas. So have you seen a lot of Cyclones fans around?
I'm not going to lie. I actually have seen a very good amount of Cyclones jerseys at Stadium Swim.
They don't mess around, man.
Do you see them up there?
I've seen
them all over the place today.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's
Iowa State, for those who are wondering, they're playing UNLV on Saturday night. And they got the perfect timing, too. They got the night game. They're going to get after it during the day. And, yeah, no matter wherever they go to a bowl game, last year was the Fiesta Bowl. Year before, I think they went to Orlando. You just hear stories about the entire city of Ames going there. I do a weekly radio hit somewhere in Iowa, big Iowa State contingent. And the host is like, yeah, we're all coming. We're all coming.
Well, to be completely honest, I've had a lot of Iowa State fans and people reach out to book cabana reservations for the daytime at Stadium Swim.
They're going to get after it.
So they're getting after it at Stadium Swim early, and then they're going to make it to the game later on. So, you know, over at Allegiant, it might be a little hectic.
Well, I believe, if I heard correctly, I believe they opened up the top ring at Allegiant for this game. Right. Usually, I think they close it off for UNLV games.
Right.
Not the case on Saturday night.
I bet you it's pretty packed. 80%. Cyclone fans.
If not more.
Yeah. I don't want to exaggerate on this show. This is all about facts.
But no, yeah. I think that is going to be a popping spot, and I have to imagine there's going to be a lot of money put on the Cyclones with them in town. Overall, we talked a lot about Millions and Survivor. First week of Survivor, I can't believe it. The fifth most selected.
They don't listen to the show.
The Jaguar. I've been saying on this show for all summer, for those who listen, don't pick the Jaguars.
Don't pick the Jaguars. Do it.
Fifth most, Derek.
I know Mike Palm said it. He said it multiple times this week. I've said it as well. I can't believe Jaguars are the fifth
most.
It's amazing.
Fifth most selected. No one. Thankfully, four smart people on this panel on the Nightcap Survivor and Sean King. We did not mess around with that.
Yeah.
Sean did lose one of his.
It wasn't somebody running the option play either, because the other side only had 15 selections. You know, like that was the game where I thought there'd be
half and half.
People go half and half, right? Yeah. Exactly, to survive. But there were only 15 selections on the other side. So I was really shocked that there was that many Jaguars.
So how many people got knocked out in week one?
Oh, boy. I should have looked at the notes.
We got distracted.
I think it was about 560 or something like that. Okay. I think we're about, I think we have around 3,400 and 3,500 still eligible now to play in week two.
I should be already to week three. I knew it. I said take Washington.
Hey, I would tell you, 28 teams. I'm sorry.
No.
We have to go to break.
No. I was gonna say, do you have glasses? Because I thought that was a grown man over there that can make his own decisions. I don't know.
I mean, grown men listen to people that are smarter than them. So I listen to the sharps.
He also
and
first
they
off,
said, "Don't do it. Don't hit sin." And it was never in doubt. From the opening kickoff, it looked like Washington was going to win, and they won.
Yeah. Yeah. Never in doubt.
Derek, there were four times on the show last night where on air, Sean thanked me. Hey, thank you. Yeah, thank you for not letting me do
that. They were losing at that point.
Yeah. And then they lost.
But they won.
And then Lawrence Tynes put out a tweet today saying that he had sources saying it wasn't offsides.
Sources? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was all over the place.
I'll tell you what, we ought to have a camera from where I sit watching you guys.
Absolutely.
I saw you guys jump up and stand up. Then you guys looked at us and we were like, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
That was amazing.
Oh, man. We got some college football going on right now. Maryland leading Illinois 3-0. This was Kenny White's favorite play of the week.
It was.
Taking the
Illinois
points with Illinois. I followed it too. I took the 8 with Illinois. Went down. What did it end at? 7?
7.
And then Louisville up by a touchdown on UCF. This is not good for the American and not good for Cincinnati for their hopes.
That's a lot of game time left.
It is.
Yeah.
But UCF needs to take
Malik
care
Cunningham
of business.
Malik Cunningham is looking like Lamar Jackson tonight. Like, I don't know if he.
Any needs in these games?
Yeah, you know, on the Illinois game early, the money came in really all on Illinois.
Really?
Well, you know, Paul Stone put it out. I mean, Paul's a big guy.
Paul's a sharp guy. Yeah.
Paul moves markets. I mean, he really is in college. And I know Paul liked Illinois. And then we mentioned
Kenny on our show. I'm sure Kenny said it on some others. Yeah. So Maryland.
And listen, I'm trusting Kenny on this.
Maryland's got some talent.
I hate backing bad teams. Illinois is a bad football team.
Well, I'm backing you because I heard that you were taking on.
I went with a guy who has not missed a wager yet during college football. He had Fresno State first half, Utah State getting 17 at Washington State. They won outright. Then he had Houston minus 8 last week. They won by 20-something. So his game of the week, play of the week, was Illinois plus the point. So when a guy's 3-0, obviously you don't have to understand it. You just roll with it.
Is this your first time? I've been on his picks?
No, I've been on his picks.
Okay, well, then it might be me if this isn't covered.
Right.
Well, it was funny because that show, when Kenny was on, he comes on every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
I was hoping he'd
say Illinois. 9 o'clock Pacific. And during the show, we did a whole segment, and I'm looking at Illinois, and I'm like, I'm taking Illinois. I'm taking the points. Maryland shouldn't be this big of a favorite. Sean's giving me the business. And then Kenny comes on. He's like, my favorite play? Illinois plus the 7.5.
Hey, Derek, you know what's so frustrating? Illinois has come up every week with Tim. Like, they're one of the worst teams in college football. He loved them against Nebraska, hated them against UTSA, loved them against Virginia, and
Very
now loved
wrong.
Them against Maryland.
But the thing about Illinois, you got to respect one thing. They're playing on off nights. They're getting a lot of national
That's
TV
true.
Exposure.
They are.
If they're playing at 9 a.m., on Saturday, game's not even going to be on the world's biggest sports screen.
True.
Right here. I mean, Illinois is like doing something a little bit different. They're getting an unbelievable amount of national television exposure right now.
Yeah, they had the week zero game against Nebraska. They won that game, and then
lost the UTSA outright. Like, if you go outside right now with like $1 million in a suitcase and walk up to somebody random and say, "What does UTSA mean?" They're gonna be mad for the rest of their life.
Someone will say, "Meep meep," the Roadrunners. That's what they should say. That's what they should say.
That's so awesome.
That's what I would say. I don't know. I mean, is that not normal? I thought that was normal. No. By the way, I told you UCSA that week.
So we're throwing Banks.
Banksy.
We're throwing him for a curve because he was all prepared to talk baseball.
Well, yeah, no. Banksy said he's open for everything. So give us some picks.
Listen,
there,
I
Banksy.
Got one college pick this week.
What do you got?
Stanford over Vanderbilt.
Right.
Minus 12.5. That's my pick.
Okay.
That's my pick.
Traveling cross country after an emotional win against USC.
Here we go.
Sandwich spot UCLA next week. Okay.
He said, "Later Wood, change your quarterback, change your program."
What's a proper on? I'll take Vandy plus the points. You take Stanford laying the points. What should we do?
No problem.
I'm just saying. Let's do a friendly wager on the show. One of us has to do.
You have to drink on air if you lose.
Oh, that's a. That's not my. I don't make that decision. That is people who are much higher up.
Hey, did I just see something go across? There's a huge money line parlay sitting out there. Cubs today, easy winner. Reds, Castillo, beats Bueller. And it was all on the Tigers. Tigers were up 4-1 in the ninth. Did this score just get tied up right now?
It is tied up in the bottom of the ninth.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
So what was the money line parlay as we had to break?
There was Castillo with the Reds.
Yep, they won 3-1.
Oh, over Bueller.
It was the Cubs.
They're up 5-3 right now against the Brewers.
5-3, okay. Yep. And Tigers. Pretty interesting.
And the Tigers, 4-4. All right, stick around. The Nightcap Survivor. We got picks coming up on the other side. Stick around right here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the Nightcap here on VSiN. Tim Murray, along with Derek Stevens, Darren Banks, Wilbo, a.k.a. Big Balls, Super Bowl winning quarterback Sean King. We get a touchdown there? That's not good.
No.
Oh, incorrect.
What's all this we stuff?
Maryland, 3. Illinois, nothing.
Yeah.
Did I say we?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I went, we don't want a touchdown. Right. Maryland's on offense. What was this big money line parlay you were talking about? So you had, someone bet it here?
It was a Cubs.
Winner.
It was Castillo.
Reds.
With the Reds.
So they went up plus 151.
And it's the Tigers. Yeah. And I saw when I came in here, it was 4-1. So the Tigers must have blown in the bottom of the ninth. Is that right? Or was it bottom of eighth?
I think it was the bottom of the – it's the bottom of the ninth now. They did that in the ninth.
Yeah, they did it in the ninth. Okay, so we're at top of 10. Nobody out. Obviously, the man on second in the 10th inning. Very interesting.
So, we got our little selves a competition going on here with the four of us. Unfortunately, Sean, one of the two survivor entries of his, did not advance.
Yeah.
What pick was that?
Falcons.
That would be the Falcons.
Yeah, playing at home, new Colts.
Dude, what a great pick. I thought that was going to win.
By the way, Mike Palm tweeting out today about Sean in the only Mike Palm typical fashion was like, "Oh, that would have been a perfect pick." I'm like, yeah, thanks, Mike.
It was never in doubt.
Never in doubt.
Yeah. Washington dominated the game from start to finish.
All right, but the four people on this desk were all perfecto on first week of Survivor.
Cheaters.
To recap. Banksy was on assignment as Banksy does North America. Is that concluded or is we still have North American trips?
Don't worry about what Banksy does.
All right,
let's not talk about it.
We're in conversations for HBO to reboot the series.
Summer's almost over, so Banksy's summer tour is
the summer tour of North America because we went over the border and back a couple times too. Reportedly, that was sources said. But Banksy just kept it simple. Went 49ers, got a little squirrely at the end, but
boy, I was a Lions fan.
All you have to do is win.
Lions fan. I actually pulled up how many people had the Niners, and they were on like Lions were like the 20, yeah, down 8, like with under a minute to go in the game, and I was like, please let this happen.
That would have
knocked out a lot of people.
Oh man,
that
would have knocked out.
So Big Balls also had 3 entries with the 49ers, also 3 with the Rams.
Favorite.
All 6 come home. Yeah, the whole premise of this is to survive and advance. Miss field goal. Let's go. ILL. Still 3-0. Derek went with the Rams just across the board. 6 Rams. And then I did 4 Rams and 2 Panthers. So we are all surviving onto day two or round two, week two. We'll start with Big Balls. So Big Balls, all six of your entries are alive. What do you got?
So I grabbed, let's start with the Bucks. I know, you know, I had two Bucks picks. I also have two Browns picks, and I have two Packers. Wait, you're going, you think the Lions?
I just wanted to do that because you said my picks were bad earlier. So,
so I'm going with a three-way split
okay.
this week.
All right, so we got two against the Browns. Browns hosting the Texans. We have two for the Buccaneers as they... Falcons. And then two for the Lions
we
on Monday.
We do have a graphic
night.
Up there, right? For those of you watching,
yeah,
you
know, VSiN.com, YouTube TV, wherever you are.
You got the, YouTube TV. You got the whole thing.
Banksy's keeping it simple. He's going with the Broncos on the road at Jacksonville.
As my father always said, keep it simple, stupid. I am all Denver.
No Jerry
Jeudy. We're going to see these guys who are picking two and three teams. We're going to see a major collapse. I'm not going to remember what teams they have unless they're writing them down. I'm like, no.
I got them right here.
Are down.
I got a nice little spreadsheet
here. There's a Google Doc, man.
There's a Google Doc.
We can see what
Big Balls went into it. He put his picks in.
Hey, no Jerry Jeudy.
I had to ask for permission earlier.
I'm not a computer guy. I'm old, Lobo. When are you going to learn this?
Banks,
you young kids had computers when you're in grade school, high school, college. I didn't have a computer ever until I was... God, 97 was my first email.
And you used to walk to school in the snow.
Uphill.
3 miles uphill with no shoes on. I mean.
Yeah, you young guys have no idea.
Yeah, young, look at whippersnappers. Derek, you're keeping it simple, too. What do you got?
I'm just going all in on Green Bay.
All right.
And my thought process is when you think about the strategy on this, is really what this is doing for me from a survivor strategy perspective. I made the decision about Christmas. Because I made the decision, I'm not going to save Green Bay for Christmas.
They play the car. They play the Browns.
They play the Browns, and I made the call. I'm gonna go all in. I like this spot. Mm-hmm. I obviously really would rarely play a road team in a survivor. So when I look at the 8 home games for the Packers, I thought this was the right spot. I thought the Lions, the score was not indicative of how badly they got beat. And I thought this was the spot. So I'm going to blow the Packers because I've already started to think through what I'm going to save for Christmas. And that's kind of why I took Green Bay.
So I'm going to split mine, 3 Browns, 3 Packers. And I'm just going to keep the possibility open to maybe use one of those teams on Christmas. We'll see how the season plays out. Just a reminder for those who are in, like Sean, in the real Circa Survivor, you have to have a Christmas play. It is Cardinals, Colts, Packers, Browns, and then there's a Thursday night game too, which my memory has not served me. Well, look at the giant sheet in front of us.
They don't have the actual dates.
It's week 16. This the purple ones.
Oh, you guys will be all out. Most of you guys by then.
Wait, what?
Most of you guys will be out by then.
All right, Denver.
On Christmas, it's the San Francisco, Tennessee.
San Francisco and Tennessee. Right. Okay, and I think that's the Thursday nighter.
And that's included in Christmas?
That's included in Christmas too.
Just learning the rules, Sean?
Well, I looked at Christmas, and there are only 2 games.
Read the fine print. Guy just handed over $2,000 not knowing the rules.
I wasn't using it. I'm fine. I'm winning. Okay.
Still alive with 1.
Now, Sean, will you put out your pick, your actual pick here?
After on Monday.
Or you hold back?
Yeah, I have it written down, but I don't say it on air.
You don't want to say it anymore?
No.
I mean, this is like the second hole on a Thursday have a golf tournament.
No,
I mean,
what's looking at? See, I'm trying to get to week 8 or 9 and not have used Rams, 49ers, Bucks, Chiefs. So I have a whole different.
I totally get it. I mean, that's why it's so important to look every week. You got to look forward to who you got to save going, you know.
So my little strategy, like, it's really complex. Like, what you say,
keep it simple, stupid.
I have the Thanksgiving games and the Christmas games right here, and I just eliminate all those teams and look at the rest of it and look at the following week. Okay.
I tell you what.
I really was going to pull the trigger on Washington, and I would have ultimately won, but it would have been a very, very borderline decision.
It would have been a terrible decision.
I just didn't know what Heinicke was going to do. If it would have been Fitzpatrick, I would have went with Washington, but I didn't know what Heinicke was going to do. Yeah. I mean, anybody says they did, they're lying.
Yeah, I didn't know also, they're gonna throw 50 times and not use Gibson at all. Right. So
Gibson did get over his player prop eventually.
Yeah, one of them.
Oh, is he on the Circuit Trout?
Yeah, it didn't help.
Yeah.
Mm. How are the Circuit Trout doing? 1-0?
Ooh.
Off to a good start.
Ooh. Absolutely.
And by the way, product coming, I saw a tweet coming soon.
Coming soon.
I'm still looking for my shirt.
We're working on it.
Yeah. So just who do you think is going to be the biggest need this weekend? College football and then NFL. My hunch is maybe it's not the biggest need because it's a noon game. There's nobody betting Indiana tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody.
The thing is, our handle on the 9 a.m. Pacific games is always far less than the 10s, far less than the 130s, and then it's always going to be the night game. It's just the way
Penn State Auburn.
It's I would say that'd be up there. I mean, because it's the way the day falls.
Right.
From an opening number to the number we're currently at, the biggest line move is this Minnesota Colorado game. You know,
minus three. Minnesota.
Right. Now it's a three the other way.
Yeah.
6-point line move on this game from open to today.
That game has 3-4 written all over it.
Yeah. That is, I saw that and said, no thanks. Banksy, what's your NFL play of the week? Got anyone?
Yeah, my pick.
You're just
the Denver Broncos.
Are you going to lay the points with Denver on the road too?
Yep.
All right.
Actually, no, I got one more.
Okay.
I'm actually teasing the Lions game to 18 and over 41.
Ooh, look at you.
Okay.
I could see that.
The 18. Lions aren't. Those at fourth quarter, that's where they score their points. They won't win, but they might get
there. There you go. Banksy's final pick. The birthday boy has drank his three drinks. He's going to go have some fun. It is the Nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 a month. Sign up now at VSiN.com. I hesitated because Sean was just complaining about Illinois, and they just had a 35-yard play down inside the 10-yard line.
This is Banksy running to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Derek Stevens, space, Banksy. I would say Banksy. I'm just so used to saying that down the line. Big Balls and Sean King. Banksy will join us at some point. We could have Bill Adie, our COO. You could do a seat filler like the Oscars if you want. Just have him come down. You know, I thought you guys wouldn't want to hang around. I appreciate you guys wanting to stick around. I mean, we're just hanging out. Friday shows, anything goes. We have a good old time. Doug Kazarian going to join us top of the next hour.
Oh, Doug's coming in.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll be on the phone.
Oh, okay.
He'll call in.
Okay.
But Big Balls, the floor is yours. What was your play last week? I apologize. We didn't get to it. Now we know. All right. On the agenda, Survivor. We'll do that. We gave out our Survivor plays, the Nightcap Survivor. Apparently, me and Banksy are going to go head-to-head moving forward because I'll take the points with Vandy. I think it's a terrible spot for Stanford. And then we got the Big Balls play of the week.
Well,
this better be good.
The Big Balls play of the week kind of started off, you know, probably about 3, 4, 5 years ago when I was just standing in the background behind of Derek and Mr. Palm wearing my massive set of balls.
Yep.
And I didn't have a headset. I couldn't hear what was being talked about. Just stood there smiling. Pretty much like an absolute jester or idiot, if I could say that.
Look how far you've come.
And you know what? I went 7-0 that first year.
Did you really?
That's why I'm here. It was a 7-0 streak.
Wow.
Okay.
Granted, my picks then started losing more and more often.
But it's all about the initial impression, and you won 7 straight.
100%. So I've worked my way up, and now I get a seat, I get a mic, and now I I feel like I get to give out my big balls play of the week.
Absolutely.
Last week, I wanted to say Seattle, never got the time, but I took Seattle on the road.
Boom.
Good against call. The Colts.
Good boom. Call.
Never sweat whatsoever.
Winner. I mean, when your quarterback can throw 68 yards in the air to Tyler Lockett, that's always a positive sign.
Pretty absolutely. Sweet. This week, the big balls play of the week is the Dallas Cowboys +3 over the Los Angeles Chargers.
You could have got 3.5 earlier this week.
Well, I did, but the circuit number is 3 right now, so I'm going to call it 3 because I'm comfortable with it.
Well, you know what? I think on this show, it's good to be transparent and say you get the best number. So
I got it at 3.5 earlier.
And you can get it right now, 3.5, -110 both ways.
100%.
At our friends at the South Point. So there you go. 3.5.
3.5.
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
This will be a big win for them. They lost their best defensive player for the next 6 to 8 weeks, DeMarcus Lawrence. They lost their starting guard, Lyle Collins. They do get Zach Martin back. It'll be interesting. It's a good game.
I was very impressed by them on the opening Thursday night football
I was impressed
game.
By the Chargers, too. I thought they looked good. Yeah. On the road at Washington. Dallas does have that little extra rest. They played on Thursday night.
And it'll be a home crowd for them. They have a huge following in California.
A big swing for me to make this bet was how I saw Washington perform against the Giants. That's, you know, obviously there's, you know, Heineke and the difference between Fitzpatrick. But, you know, when they played the Giants and they still, you know, didn't really perform as well as we wanted them to, I believe that the Cowboys are going to be able to take it to the Chargers.
All right. So there it is. The big balls play of the week. You can get it at 3.5. It is available at multiple locations in Las Vegas and elsewhere. If maybe some exotic locations. Yes, Derek, you have a question.
Yes, I do. I have two comments, and we're going off script, although we don't have a script.
We don't have a script.
So
two
things I want to make a comment on. We had a chance to watch Sunday's games with Brent Musburger and his sons last Sunday.
That's tremendous.
And Brent whispered something in my ear that I thought was really telling. He said, we got to really be careful about what's going to go on Monday night after the
Banksy's
Raiders
back.
Play.
Hey, Banksy, come on
after
in.
After the Raiders play, short week, East Coast, tough travel, 10 a.m. game,
Steelers.
You know, against the Steelers. He goes, boy, everything is set up here to have a debacle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And actually, I don't know if I should. I mean, he works for the Raiders, but I was just saying, this is one of those things. We're talking about trends and things like that. Everybody really knows this, but it's a tough,
tough
spot.
Well, and think about how that game played out, too. Not only is it a short week in travel, it was emotional, overtime, comeback, everything in that game. Can we go back to, though, Monday night? I mean, what that atmosphere here, that atmosphere at Allegiant Stadium, I imagine all across town at Stadium Swim.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what was just business like. I don't know, win or lose at behind the counter. I'm just saying business wise here in town, that game delivered on so many fronts.
It was spectacular. I mean, on Sunday, record revenue at Stadium Swim, record revenue in the sports book. And I'm not talking about gambling. I'm just talking about people hanging out, drinking and having a good time. Record handle from a gambling perspective as well by a blowout number.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all parlays into Monday night. I mean, Monday night was just extraordinary. I mean, we've never seen a Monday night like this. Vegas was on fire. I mean, and you think about, like, now all of a sudden, this is the weekend of Life is Beautiful. Vegas, I mean, Life is Beautiful weekend is a monster weekend for us. So that's
what is that? I don't know what that is.
It's this music festival. I mean, they're expecting, you know, about 150,000 people here.
Whoa.
It's only a few blocks down, you know.
Okay. I was noticing a little more buzz.
We go every single day, but we didn't go on the Friday because we want to be on the nightcap with you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that.
But we're going tomorrow. We're going Sunday. It's a great mix of, like, all-time, like, big headliners like Green Day, Billie Eilish, Young Thug.
You got backstage passes?
We got Dylan Francis. We got EDM. We got Ludacris coming in. Like,
what are you excited
about?
Pretty
cool.
Well, I'm going to go see Billie Eilish because my buddy's son is dating her.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say what his name is.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's kind of hush-hush. But we're going to go backstage on Sunday.
Nice.
To watch that and maybe meet her, I guess, whatever. But
thanks, you know,
everyone. It's a buzz down here. It's crazy. And I mean, I don't know if you guys have looked outside the studio, but you see the people the way they're dressed. And it's just like Derek and I stood outside in front of the D for 20 minutes and just watched people go by. It's like hilarious. I said, watch this at 2 a.m. when they come back. They're flying down there right now. They come back, they're just crawling.
So where it's down Fremont Street?
Yeah, I mean, this was an idea that was created by a guy that we got to be really good friends with, Tony Shea, you know, the founder of Zappos, and it's all his vision. He struggled the first few years and lost a lot of money. Lost 7 digits wow. a couple times. Lost 8 digits once, and he turned this into something really unbelievable. But to think about 150,000 attendees over this weekend, creating something great. So last weekend was Raiders home game. Now we got Life is Beautiful. Obviously, huge weekend for football, and then boom. Raiders come back and football goes up. So this is a pretty special time in the history of Las Vegas. I think actually you're going to look at 2021 and they're going to write about this 10 years from now about, boy, did Las Vegas ever come back? You know, in the era when sports betting is becoming more prolific around the country.
Yep.
People always ask me, well, is this going to hurt Vegas? Is it going to hurt you? Like, no, this is freaking great.
Yeah. Well, I've heard people say this and I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts because now – People are betting more sports gambling wise, and it's great. It's wonderful for us. It's good for business. But it's almost like they're preparing themselves now. Now they feel like, okay, when I go to Vegas, I know what I'm doing. You know, now you used to be going up to the counter. I want this game. You're like, okay, what's the rotation number? Now you're kind of getting prepared elsewhere. So when you come to Vegas, it's go time. You know what you're doing. So I don't know. I always thought it was funny, but people are always going to want to come to Vegas, no matter what. Right? And especially with Stadium Swim and big balls there.
Well, with Stadium Swim, in terms of sports betting, I don't think I've ever seen a line longer at our, you know, multiple sports betting kiosks at Stadium Swim. Everyone that's up there, they see the games on the TV, and all they want to do is get some action on the game. And those sports betting kiosks that we have, they are packed throughout the day, all the time. And the volume is incredible. And it's been great to see.
Got another round coming.
Life is beautiful, isn't it?
Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
They've got another round coming. So, I mean, they're the ones who wanted to stay. So I'm going to say they're going to stay for another one. And we'll finish out the hour. Doug Kazarian from ESPN.
Top of the hour.
Let's jump into some of the big games of the weekend, some of the handles, some of the needs you may want. Banksy, maybe he's got a couple more picks. We'll see. Maybe we could convince Sean what he wants to do with Survivor. We'll see.
I know what I'm doing. I already written it down.
Oh, you wrote it down?
Yeah.
I can tell you guys right now. Yeah. See ya.
All right, come on back. The crew is sticking around a full hour on a Friday. It is the Nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. It is the Nightcap. The crew hanging around.
I mean, crew is back.
This is a present to me on somebody's birthday.
We're moving up, Tim.
I know. I like it.
We're moving up.
Well, I didn't think they wanted to stay here. And they're like, well, you're kicking us out. I'm like, you guys could stay as long as you want. People love it. People love the crew.
They initially did the show out of obligation. Now they do it out of love.
That's true.
Who's the booker for this show? Who's the booker?
Me and Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And we were working on Sean, you know, calling up some of his famous NFL friends.
But there we go.
We're working on that.
There we go.
Slate on the East Coast.
You know, none of them moved to L.A.? I call BS on that.
I think we got a couple coming on.
I want to give a shout-out to Robert on Twitter. He said... put a $25 bet on the first score of the Maryland game to be Maryland-Illinois to be a Maryland field goal plus +850. Well done.
Nice.
Get yourself a $212.50. Well done.
This is sharp.
Yeah.
That's Big Ten football right there.
3-3 at the half. Illinois and Maryland and UCF now first and goal inside the 10 with under 2 minutes to go.
And they better not go for two.
Oh, they better go for two. Go for they two, UCF. Not. Go for two. Because somebody has +7. All right. Banksy, you had a question you wanted to ask Sean.
Yeah, I want to ask the NFL player guru, Super Bowl champ, Sean King. I don't get it. You guys play one game a week. One game. That's all. East Coast, West Coast, are you guys going flying Delta, United, American? No, you're flying your own plane. Give me a break. They're tired. They can't sleep. What day do you guys fly out on? Thursday for a Sunday game?
Friday. It's a Saturday. No, Saturday.
You fly Saturday.
Yeah, unless you're going cross-country. So you might come Friday. So generally, you leave your facility around 1 p.m. for a same time zone game. You get to that city about 5. You have about 3-4 hours before you have night meetings and you have curfew sometime around 11. You get up, you go to the game, you go directly from the game back to the airport.
Yeah, it's real difficult. So we flew across country every day, play Friday, play Saturday. I just don't get it. These guys are, oh, they're so worried about them flying across country. And you watch, and I always, and that's my biggest thing I say to people here. East Coast team come to the West Coast, none of them ever usually, they don't win.
All right.
I don't understand it, but I'm like, they play one game a week, not three or two. One game.
So you're you're a big golfer, right?
Yes, sir.
When you play your best, how early do you get to the course? How much time you spend on the range?
Sometimes none.
But then I said you play your best.
My best. I played Monday.
Right.
I putted five balls. Uh-huh. Putted, if that's a word. Putted five balls and went out and played. Okay. And I shot minus one in the first nine. And then 7 over last night. But I was playing well. I'll be honest,
it's probably just something that's mental, but I think it's more of a habit and routine that gets kind of out of whack a little bit, just what time you normally wake up, you know, what time you eat breakfast, you know, because you're trying to peak. You know, sort of like a boxer that has to fight at a certain weight. Their whole training camp is, like, geared towards them being at that weight on weigh-in day, then being able to hydrate back to a position of power, sort of like NFL player, you're trying to figure out, how do I be at my peak at 1 o'clock on Sunday or at 4 o'clock on Sunday, depending on what time zone you're in. And when you're switching time zones, throws it off a little bit. It's more of an excuse probably than anything, but the statistics show that there, I guess it does matter, because a lot of times, as you said, the team is switching, is not successful.
One game a week. Again, that's all I got to say. It's one game. I understand you guys are beat up on Mondays.
But it's also why we're the sorest losers. Why winning actually matters, because we only play 17 games. Unlike hockey, where you can lose 10 in a row and still have the best record in the entire league.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. We actually play where if you lose, it matters.
There we go. Big balls. Do what you were hired for a lot of reasons. This you got to be between these boys.
This could be our first fight. I like getting punched in the face. Everybody knows, I can't fight.
I got the police on auto dial.
I was hired for my whip. And I'm doing it right now. You're doing it right there.
Yeah. Assume the position. There we go.
By the way, Banks, did you ever get a phone call from the Danbury Trashers?
You know what? No. That was the year I retired, and I did watch that thing on Netflix, and my buddies were calling nonstop. Have you seen this? I'm like, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. And at the time, I didn't hear about it back then. But now I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy, heard about him going there. But then when I watched it, it was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, this could be the funniest Netflix thing I've ever seen in lifetime, real hockey thing.
It's called Untold.
Untold Crime and Penalties.
So they've been doing these series. They did one on the Malice at the Palace. That was the first one on Netflix. They did another one on a female boxer who...
Christy Martin, that was phenomenal.
That was incredible, who her husband tried to kill her.
Jermaine O'Neal was the producer.
It was really good.
They did one on your friend Marty Fish.
I didn't see that.
Marty
one
Fish and Andy Roddick, and how he was kind of raised up in that household. I haven't watched that one yet, but yeah, this one, Crime and Penalties, I immediately thought of you. By the way, Danbury is a small little town in Connecticut. It's the town neighboring my wife's, where she grew up. And I'm like, did you ever hear of this town? She's like, team? She's like, no. So. But it was a bunch of under the table, a 17-year-old kid ran the team.
It was a real life Tony Soprano type story.
Yeah. Wow.
And the kid he went to school. The kids are going, hey, congratulations. He didn't even know what had happened. Wow. You know, they're like, oh, you're the new owner of this pro hockey team. He's like, what? He didn't know. It was awesome.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But I'm absolutely excited to watch it.
You need to watch it.
Sean and I didn't know what you guys...
You guys need to watch it.
It's on Netflix.
I mean, damn,
it's
on Netflix.
It's called, it's called Untold Crime and Penalties. It's about a what league was it? UHL?
UHL.
Yep.
And so I played in the UHL. So that's like NHL, American League or IHL, East Coast, and then UHL.
Okay. Danbury Trashers was their name, and they only existed for like 2 years.
1 year.
One year.
They went to the finals and lost, and they tried to have the next year, and all of a sudden
and then they got indicted.
Yeah.
Trashers or Trashers?
Trashers, like a trash can.
No. Their logo was a trash can
with a hockey stick.
A hockey stick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Sean, you and I got to book that.
You got some homework to do.
I didn't know they had minor league hockey.
All right, so we've already got
something every day.
We've already got the Big Balls play of the week. That is the Dallas Cowboys
plus hitting 3.5.
Banksy's all over Denver on the road.
Now, money line or minus the points?
Well, he's got him at Survivor.
Oh, no, I give him the points.
Okay.
And he's going to lay the 6. And he's got Stanford laying 12 against Vandy. 12 and I'll take the 12 and a half.
I might be 12 and a half.
Sure, I'll take the 12 and a half. Me and you are going head to head on that.
Yep.
I don't know. Somehow a Speedo at Stadium Swim will be involved in this bet. What do you think?
I'll look good.
No, out on that. I'm out on that. Okay. I'm out of that.
Yeah. We'll figure something out. Derek, you are so invested in Circa and whatnot. Do you bet often in the NFL?
Yeah, I certainly do. Think about this. Miami opens up as an 8, down to 6.5. It's been all Michigan State money line. I mean, that's probably the most bet game.
Would you say square dog?
It's a tough thing to say. I mean, look what Mel Tucker's been doing. Look at this team.
Oh,
I mean,
hey. You got an honorary captain of the Spartans over there.
I would tell you, with Wilbo over here as a Sparty, I mean, I think there's a lot of reason to love Michigan State this year. And until they prove us otherwise, I'd be all over that. I mean, they've done really something special right there. So
taking the 6.5?
I'm walking next door.
Money line?
What?
Money line too?
I will do both.
Cool.
I like the money line
dog.
I have
some nice tickets that have Michigan State to win the Big Ten at 85-1.
I mean,
my man.
It's real good.
Look,
a lot of value there.
I hope they do for the sake of Wilbo here and my good friend Sean. But I've never seen someone more impulse buy something facing the least athletic team in the conference in Northwestern. He bought a ticket on Kenneth Walker to win the Heisman Trophy and Michigan State to win the conference.
I have no problem with that bet at all.
I wish I knew the fight song for Michigan State. I'd sing it right now.
Yeah, I don't know it either.
Yeah.
So the best play. So people know before.
Oh, I know Red Cedar, something like that. I don't know.
All right, Big Balls is on Dallas plus 3.5, laying the 6 with Denver, and Sparty plus 6.5. Those are the plays this week.
I like Sparty, and I also like the Green Bay Packers in the NFL.
Laying it.
What?
Laying the 11.
Oh yeah, I mean I can't put. Yeah, take it. Out of money. Money line,
yeah, that's true.
Like.
We got him in Survivor. All right, so Green Bay.
What?
And we got to figure out if anyone has any ideas. Vanderbilt plus 12.5, Stanford minus 12.5. We got a on-show bet here. Gentlemen, enjoy the evening. Thanks for hanging out for a full hour. And happy birthday, Derek Stevens. 37 years old. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN.